Hi everyone, Karen Nausland here with Nausland Consulting and the Great Supervision Training Series. I'd like to welcome Kyle Elliott with me today, who is the career coach behind caffeinatedkyle.com. What a terrific name. And his goal is simple. He wants to keep people and help people actually to find jobs that they love or at least tolerate. And this helps take many forms, from career to life coaching to resumes and cover letters, and to interview preparation and salary negotiation. So Kyle is an official member and joining me actually on Forbes Coaches Council, Fast Company, and The Muse, among many other publications. And I want to thank you very much, Kyle, for joining me today in a discussion around mentoring. First off, I'd like you to just share with our audience a little bit about yourself and your company.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for a great introduction. I've been doing career coaching for over 4 years now, and people tend to reach out to me when they're looking to make a transition with their career or with their life, and they really just need help figuring out what that transition looks like, how to brand and market themselves, and how to sell themselves to employers. A lot of the people I work with are great, amazing, fabulous already. And I really just help them craft a story that demonstrates how amazing they are, so employers, hiring managers, recruiters know that and really understand their story.
Perfect. Perfect. And you are living in?
Yes, I am in San Francisco. So I currently live in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I tend to have clients all over. So many people are moving to LinkedIn for their job search, whether it's networking, figuring out a salary. LinkedIn now allows you to see estimated salaries for a job. So while I'm in the Bay Area, I just have clients everywhere because everything is moving online, whether it's the job search, the networking, the application process.
I totally agree with you, and also the coaching and the mentoring, which is what you and I are going to talk a bit about today. So tell me and tell everyone, you know, what is your experience with mentoring?
Yeah, so I've had a lot of mentors. I would actually say my parents served as really my first mentors. My mom worked in human resources. She's been doing it for about 15 years. And then my dad worked in management for almost 20 years, and recently he decided to take a step down from management. He just wanted to be a delivery driver and not have to manage people. But both of them have had successful careers, and they've really helped me define what that looks like. And something my parents just visited this past week and they talked about was, you don't always have to be a manager. You don't have to be at the very top. Just on Friday, my mom was offered a promotion at work to be in charge of HR, to be the manager, and she turned it down. So they really have some great career advice they've offered me beyond just your parents saying, okay, you need a job. Okay, ask for more money. But they have this deep career advice given their kind of unique perspectives that they both bring to me.
Right, right. And so they being your first mentors and being able to mentor yourself now, what do you think some of the qualities of a good mentor are?
Yeah, I think it's this delicate balance of supporting and challenging you. My parents really like challenging me, and they say, okay, don't do that, or you shouldn't do this. And then they're like, okay, but if you do it, I'll support you. Or when I failed, they come in and say, okay, Kyle, maybe that wasn't the best idea. Now let's help you. And I have I kind of call it like a board of directors for Kyle. These different mentors I rely on for different things. My parents is often moral support. I have another mentor, Shamina, and she really helps me with work-life balance. And okay, it's 5. I'm going to leave work at work. Or for me, it's like 7 p.m. I don't start work till 11 a.m. But in telling me to have this balance, and I have these different people that I rely on, and often the qualities I look for is, can they do that supporting and challenging? Are they going to bring some diversity to my experience and bring me a different perspective I haven't considered? And then I think what was most important is the dependability. Okay, it is Friday at 5 o'clock and I'm stressed out with work. I want to be able to text you, and we have lives, but someone that can really just drop things for you. People think they have a mentor, but unless their mentor is ready to just go up to bat for them or is like, you know what, you need to talk today, I'm going to make it work, I'll cancel a meeting. That's when you know you really have a mentor, when they're able to drop everything for you compared to just someone giving you advice.
Yes. And you know what, I totally agree with you. And my experiences have been similar in terms of having a mentor that seems to just step into your life at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
and give you what you need at that particular moment and help you to grow in that experience. And I'm constantly amazed that people would step up and give you their knowledge, give you their support, and ask nothing in return.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you really know that you've got somebody in your corner that is caring for you and where you're at, and is taking an interest in developing you and where you want to be.
Yeah, and I think it's really important about what you noted, them coming in at the right time. I'm a recovering perfectionist, so I like going out there and organizing things. And making sure, okay, I have a plan A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z. But sometimes people just come into your life or the right thing happens at the right time. And I've also found some of these mentors are lifelong mentors. Okay, I've worked with them 5 or 6 years. And other times, going kind of back to that board of directors analogy, they have a 1-year term. Okay, they help you during a period. They really mentor you a lot. And then that's kind of how they served as a mentor. You may reach out to them again, or I'll be like, hey, do you have advice on this? But there's some who are kind of this lifelong and there for all the times. And other times you're like, oh, this person just popped in my life when I was going through a transition and helped me. And having multiple people, I think it really goes back to that diversity I was talking about. Someone that is able to come in and kind of problem solve, other people who help you long-term with the strategy. And I've really just had some great experiences around mentoring. And I love helping other people find mentors. People always think, oh, I have to find a mentor, it's going to be all this work. And yes, it takes work, but sometimes people just fall into your lap and it's the right person at the right time for the right problem you're having.
Yes, and actually that's exactly what I have found as well, that they do just kind of seem to be there. And, you know, I guess with where I'm at in my life, it's time to reciprocate and to give back. And it's interesting, yesterday I was actually helping young 4-H students learn how to public speak. They're going to do their big 4-H speeches. And I went and spent a bit of time with them, just giving them some guidance. And, you know, just to see the potential in that youth. Mm-hmm. And know that their public speaking, as scared as they may be, is going to pay off big time for them down the road. Yeah. I talked to them about, you know, everything that goes on online now, mm-hmm. and how important it is to be able to speak confidently if it's an area that you really want to get into in terms of business or sharing a message. It's not just a face-to-face kind of gathering. You can make that message and get that message across in lots of different formats. And so, there is definitely a reward, like a rewarding experience for the person that is mentoring. Mm-hmm. And, as a mentor, I think one of the things that I've really realized is you have to start where people are at.
Mm-hmm.
And not where you see them being or where you would like them to be. Because, you know, you're working with them. It's not about you and it's not about what you want. It's about what they want. And so it's just finding their inner potential and bringing it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's so important that we meet people where they're at, because oftentimes we'll have these really high expectations. Okay, this is what the relationship will look like, or here's what I think you're able to do, what your potential is. But really, we need to meet people where they're at. And I love focusing on those strengths that they're at, they have, and wherever they are in their career, in their life. Let's work on that and build that up compared to, okay, here's some lofty goal. Because oftentimes those goals we just create ourselves. We put those pressures on ourselves. Mm-hmm. So instead, by focusing where we are now, I feel like it just creates such a better relationship. And you want that mentor to be someone who just supports you in any decision you make. Not that says, okay, well, here's the expectation after you failed, because that's not a good mentor.
Yeah. And I'm done with you.
Exactly. It's kind of that like unconditional love, that I see from my parents. With a mentor, it's that kind of unconditional support. Yes, they'll challenge you, but whatever decision you make, they'll support you. Mm-hmm. And then they'll help with the consequences, whether it's going out to dinner as a celebration or, okay, you messed up, let's kind of course correct or fix it for next time.
Yeah. And, you know, I think as a mentor, it's really important that you position yourself and put yourself in the role of coach, you know, and both of us have experience with coaching. And I think that coaching part is being able to really be that active listener and that person that can guide, but more than anything, allow for self-discovery. So, you know, it's the what, where, when, how, why kind of questions.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Giving them opportunity to problem solve, being that listening ear, all that kind of stuff. So do you find that as well as you're doing your work with people?
Yes, absolutely. Oftentimes, whether I'm coaching a paid client or one of the people I'm mentoring, they come to me and they just want an answer. They're like, what would you do in this situation? And I was like, okay, I could give you ideas of what I may do, but I'm not you. So I instead like working with them and saying, okay, what are some pros? What are some cons? What's the worst case scenario? What's the best possible scenario? And helping them explore it. And then I may give some personal experiences that I've went through. But I don't want to taint their judgment or taint their kind of decision-making process with, okay, here's what I do. I instead love letting them explore it. And then once they've explored it, be like, okay, that's a great decision. Here's the time I might have done something. What do you think now? And really letting them figure it out on themselves. Themselves.
And I think you bring up another really good point, and that is the whole part of storytelling. You know, as I do training and as I coach and support people, I find more and more the stories resonate more than the actual information and education they may be receiving. And so those past experiences and what you can bring to the table as a result of that really makes a difference in terms of the learning. And I think the acceptance that, you know, maybe there are some other ways of going about doing things.
Yes, yes, I love that. I feel like my work is really to be a storyteller or help people craft their story. So asking those who, what, when, where, why questions to figure out, okay, how did we get here? Where do you want to go? But how is this unique to you? Two people could be in a very similar situation, but based on their stories or what